With a look at your sports this morning, I'm Travis Krenz. Mitchell Colonel girls basketball, they've now won six in a row, and they've won three straight on the road as they win again last night at Sioux Falls Jefferson, 46-40. The Colonels gave up just 14 points in the first half. Sawyer Stabner led the way again with a double-double. She had 17 points and 12 rebounds. Also, a Caitlin Christensen, she almost had a double-double last night with 8 points and 9 rebounds. Colonel girls were 1-6. They've won 6 in a row. Now they're 7-6. They host 1-11 Sioux Falls Roosevelt at the Corn Palace tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The only place you can hear the game is right here on KORN. Meanwhile, the Mitchell boys, they saw their 6-game winning streak ended last night at home. Offense just could never get rolling last night for the Colonel boys. They lose to Jefferson 54-45. Mitchell shot just 16% in the first half and 31% for the game. Here's a reaction to the action last night from head coach Riker Kreitzfeltz.
I think these guys would just like a game right now. Yeah. You know, they want to get this one out of their mouths, and you feel bad for them because they feel like it's the end of the world. But you know, if we're sitting on December 2nd, whenever we started practice, yeah, and you told me we're 10-3, I think I would be okay with that. So we're gonna be fine. We couldn't make a shot tonight. Couldn't even come close to throwing it in the ocean. And it is what it is. You know, you gotta move on and go on to the next game, and we're excited for Friday. It's going to be a tough test. Going to be, you know, Roosevelt was here tonight, so I expect a similar game plan, and that's a tough place to play, an absolutely tough place to play. So we're just going to go there, play as hard as we can, and see if we can steal one.
Steele Morgan had a team-high 14 points last night for the Colonels. Dylan Solak had 12, and Caden Hinker had 10. Mitchell boys now still a 10-3 on the season. They dropped to number 4 in seed points with the loss. They will be at number 1 Roosevelt Friday night at 7. We will also have that game right here on KORN. The Rough Riders are 12-0 this season. They won the state title last year and have won 23 games in a row dating back to last season. Coming up here at the Corn Palace tonight, to Dakota Wesleyan men and women, they will host Jamestown for a doubleheader. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight for the women's game, followed by the men's game at 7:45. A ton of overtime games last night in high school girls basketball as the Gayville Volun defeated Trip Delmont Armor in 2 overtimes, 56-50. Megan Reiner had 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 steals in the loss for TDA. It was also Irene Wakanda defeating Howard in overtime, 61-55. Abby Osleason had 23 points and 17 rebounds in that loss for Howard. And it was Parkston defeating McCook Central Montrose in overtime, 48-45. Allison Zebart with 14 points for Parkston, who improves now to 12-2. Elsewhere across the state, Oldham Ramona Rutland, they defeated the Mitchell Christian girls 52-35. Platt Geddes, they defeated Chamberlain 41-40. That game was also in overtime. Carly Vanderwerf had a baseline jumper with 32 seconds left in overtime, ended up being the difference, and she had 14 points. The big upset last night was Hanson defeating number 1 Wagner 44-40. It was the first loss of the season for number 1 Wagner. Annalise Weber, she led all scorers with 18 points last night for Hanson. Ethan girls pick up a 40-33 win over Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Bridgewater Emory girls, they lose to Coleman Egan in a close one, 49-45. And that's a look at your sports here on this Wednesday morning. I'm Travis Krenz.